Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So I've got a lot of good information for you on this ballot thing, mail-in ballots. This is becoming a pretty big story. We'll break it down and separate fact from propaganda. Not easy to do, but we will do it tonight. But first, let's open up with a very sad story. Breonna Taylor, Louisville, Kentucky, young woman, you know the details of it. Police raid looking for narcotics and money. There's a shootout because Ms. Taylor's boyfriend had a gun. He says he didn't know they were cops. Somebody's breaking in. Gunfire is exchanged. Ms. Taylor dies. City of Louisville gives the family $12 million, pretty much acknowledging that the police raid was not conducted properly. You don't give somebody $12 million if it was. And then a grand jury comes back and indicts one officer on wanton indifference, all right? So that's basically irresponsible behavior, but not directed at Ms. Taylor. His bullets, this officer allegedly fired 10 shots, hit another building. And so right away, as we discussed yesterday, the charlatans, the people who convict or acquit on TV and radio, even though they don't know what the facts are, but they do it anyway. And now that is inciting violence. And two Louisville police officers were shot last night. They're both okay. We've been tracking them. And the suspect has been arrested. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, I want to show you what NBC News is doing. And keep in mind, this is run by the Comcast Corporation. So NBC News, not Lester Holt and the Today Show, but MSNBC, but that's part of NBC News, comes under that umbrella. They are the most grossly irresponsible news agency on television I have ever seen. The Washington Post, New York Times tie in the newspaper realm, but I've never seen stuff like this. So their commentators get on last night. As you know, they're all far left. And they incite violence. Roll it.
When you combine a refusal to hold the folk who have the legitimate use of deadly force accountable with general disregard of particular populations, we're going to be in this situation over and over again where we're going to have to say the name of someone like Breonna Taylor again and again and again.
Yes, we have to ask for justice, but we also need change. We need to change the system, a system that continually kills black boys, black girls, black men, black women who are being murdered and no accountability for their murders is happening at all.
Many of us hope that this would be the exceptional case. This would be the one that would break the pattern, that would break the mold, that would show that when we say Black Lives Matter, it wouldn't be just aspirational, it would be real.
Okay, so those people, those three people, they know what happened. I guess they snuck into the grand jury. Or they were there that night? They know that justice was not done. They know. So what happens? Well, people watch that. And then unstable people go out. And I got a little bit more to show you. I was going to show you Al Sharpton, but I'm not going to do that. Sharpton did the same thing, but I'm just not. I personally can't stomach watching him. And he was on the Factor a lot. I thought I had him turned around. I thought I had him in a zone where he understood that what he was doing, race baiting and making money from that, was wrong. I thought I had him, but of course I did not. Okay, so the two police officers were shot by a guy, allegedly, I wasn't there, named Lorenzo Johnson, 26 years old, no record. All right, he's charged now with two counts of first degree assault on a police officer. And as I said, the police officers are okay. But when you go on television and radio and you say things like you just heard, like murdering black men, women, and children, they're murdering them, and they're getting away with murdering them. I mean, that's just as grossly irresponsible as I've ever seen. Now, Comcast NBC should just basically say, you're not going to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? But they don't. because they want to make money. So the two police officers are basically casualties of NBC, because NBC wants to make money catering to the radical left on their network MSNBC. This is about money. It's not that the Comcast executives believe all of this garbage that they spew out every night. They just want to make money. And you'll remember that MSNBC was a huge failure, an enormous failure, all right, until they went radical left. And then they cleaved off a couple of million people who are radical left, and they can't see that. Now, CNN's bad, but in the race stuff, MSNBC is worse.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so Ilhan Omar, you know her? She's a congresswoman from Minnesota. She's with the Ocasio-Cortez crew. What do they call them? The squad. The squad. The mod squad. All right, so Omar, she hates Trump. And vice versa. They don't like each other. Okay. Roll the tape.
He's telling us how to run our country. How did you do where you came from? How is your country doing? They're going to tell. She's going to tell us. She's telling us how to run our country.
Not only is he a racist, but he's a racist xenophobic because he's not against immigration. He's just against immigrants who look like me.
Okay. And Ms. Omar originated in Somalia. So we did some research and we found out that there is an index on most friendly countries for migrants. That's how they list it. So that's immigrants. All right. The most friendly countries on earth to immigrants. And I said, oh, I want to know that. Don't you? I have it. The friendliest country on earth for immigrants, migrants, is Canada. Okay. Second, Iceland. Both countries don't have a lot of folks. And they're very, very cold. And they need labor, but they're friendly. New Zealand, way, 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 way down in the South Pacific. 4 million people in New Zealand. Okay, but they're friendly. Australia's next. Now, this is, Australia's got a lot of restrictive stuff. They don't want illegal immigrants. In fact, they'll deport you immediately and put you on an island in Australia. But if you go there legally, they're friendly to you. They help you. Sierra Leone, that's in Africa. I don't think anybody goes to Sierra Leone, but if you do go or want to go, they're friendly. And then the next, the sixth friendliest nation on earth to migrants, America, the United States. How about that? I thought that was pretty interesting. If you come legally. And then after that, it's Burkina Faso. That's another African nation. Sweden, Chad. Who on earth want to go to Chad? Ireland, yes. All right. And Rwanda. Another. I don't know about Rwanda. Buy Crazy Horse from us. You get 5 Stand Up For Your Country stickers free. and I will be signing for Christmas gifts. So get on it, people. All right? And we'll get them to you fast. We'll get the books to you fast. All right, quick break. Back with a final thought.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
So the final thought of the day is our campaign, Stand Up For Your Country. We do not kneel on BillO'Reilly.com. The only place I kneel is at church, at Mass. Okay? That's it. And we have the best stuff. And the reason this is so important is because the far left dominates media news coverage. So people should see. This is the Stand Up For Your Country mug, made in the USA. I love this. All right? Then we have the Stand Up For Your Country hat. You go out in the autumn. This is beautiful. Again, made in America. We don't take the Chinese goods anymore. And then we have the Stand Up For America road signs and yard signs. So look, the important thing is the message goes out that you and me, we're not buying into this. America's a hateful, evil country. That's all it is. We're not buying it. We don't believe it. And we have a right to express our opinion. And I'm giving you ways in which to do that. We'll see you soon.